Welcome back. So today's review is Arvon's Backstage Revival, Imperial IPL. So India Pale Lager is what this is. This is in collaboration with Founders Brewing Company. So this one, 8% ABV, like I said, Imperial IPL, Mosaic, Simcoe, Centennial, and El Dorado hops. Mosaic, Simcoe. Did I say Simcoe? Centennial and El Dorado hops are what's used in this. I did pay $4.49 for this. It does not say on here that it's in collaboration, but when I looked it up on Untappd, it did show that. So I'll make sure that's right, but I believe it was. I believe that's what I saw, which Founders is right down the road from Arvon. So let's go ahead and get this open. I'm using this glass because it's an Imperial. Why not? So, should be an interesting one. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Date. I don't think I saw. Yeah, no date on the can. Kind of a very light caramel colored head in the middle. That's weird. But small, medium bubbles. The medium bubbles are popping. Got something in there. From this glass, about a finger and a half of head. Golden in color. Very, very clear. There are some bubbles coming up. I almost said this glass is etched, but this one is not. Bubbles coming down. I don't know if I'll turn it. Yeah, you can see them at the bottom of the Arvon. Yeah. Yeah, looks good. Let's go ahead and smell, see what we get. And I'm not sure who did what. I guess I've never looked it up. I don't know how they do these collaborations. Does one brewery send grains, hops to another one? Does one brewery brew it, then send it to another one for fermentation? Is it just the head brewer going somewhere and saying, okay, let's make this? I don't know how that actually works. Let's go ahead and smell again. Sweet malt. We are at 8%. Maybe a little sweet light caramel coming from there. Some citrus in there, maybe a little berry from, no, it's got Simcoe. I was going to say dank berry. Maybe a touch of garlic, onion. I'm getting a berry, like a little dank berry, something like that. Like citrus, dank berry, very light onion, garlic. Maybe the dankness comes from the El Dorado? It smells a little sweeter than it is bitter, which, I mean, it don't matter. Oh, duh, Mosaic. That's where I'm getting the berry. Yeah, very, very light. Now that it's settled down, I'm still getting that light caramel in there, but because it's a lager, probably more of those hops are coming through. I mean, we're high up there in that lager. Yeah, doesn't smell bad. Let's go ahead and taste. I don't think this is for me. It seems like it's way too much. Like, I want to say, like, over-bittered mess in there. Thick. Probably what it should be for an 8%. man. I want to say dry bitterness. Like, too much of it. Maybe too much dry hopping. I'm trying to think, like, if that was a New England IPA, double New England IPA, we're fine. I think, but because that grain bill, a lager, India Pale Lager, I don't think that grain bill can stand up to it, maybe. And it's just too much, too overdone. Yeah, thick, bitter just off the scale. But it's not like, it's like a dry bitter. So I'm not saying like 100 IBUs, but bitterness is about all I'm getting. I mean, I get a little, I would say malty grapefruit zest, like a lot of it. Then just dried out, like it attenuated a little too much. Yeah, 3.5. I could drink it, but I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to finish this. Just because I've got other stuff. If I bought only this, I would definitely drink it, but a little too overdone. Yeah, there's like a, yeah, I was trying to see if I could get more of that malty base or something up front. It's there, but that, like I keep saying, that bitterness is just way too much for me. It's not letting those hops come through. It's, like I said, a zesty grapefruit. Lots of zest grapefruit. Grapefruit zest. Yeah. 3.5. Let's check on tap. Two of my friends have checked it in. 4.13 out of 5. Almost 200 people have checked it in. 3.88 out of 5. So most people like it more than I do. Which, you're going to have that. Yeah, Founders Collab. That's nice that these two neighbors could brew together. Clean, hoppy, smooth, bright, bitter. Okay. Kind of, I would say that. But, yeah, if you want to pick it up and try it, definitely go ahead. But I just don't think it's their best work.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.